Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jordan and Kelly Bryan, Ofek Barkol, Helen, Cheryl R. Hayes, Richard Gomersall, Emily Harford, Heather Nichols, Mary Allison, Gaia Turtle, Joe, Thomas Joseph Connolly, Benjamin Zilk, Jess, Andrew Fox, Matthew Sobiesk, Christine Abranilla, Casey Berry, Lauren Anthony, John Archibald Getty IV, Nicholas Cole. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Meredith, and with me today I have...
Helen Gould.
Alex Newell.
Sasha Sienna.
And who are you playing?
Cleo.
The source of all our problems.
Whose name is Sam?
Sam.
Betty.
A magical ghost. So we got psychopath.
Hey!
Okay, raise me.
Violent lady. Not a psychopath.
Just troubled.
Sure. Unlucky child. and magical ghost.
Yes. Yes,
so I think we left it off with a gun pointed at Cleo's face. So,
wonderful.
Not that it's a massively important detail, but this is the gun, since you're reasonably familiar with weapons of violence, is obviously an old service revolver, probably stored away since the war. So it's like and a pretty old gun.
Okay.
And they are not stood on the ceiling, to be perfectly clear.
Yeah, they are standing on the floor next to a stove with a boiling kettle on it.
How close is she to me? Like, is it like at my forehead? Or
No. You're walking to like a small kitchen, which is probably like 4x4 meters. Mm. It's like kind of a tucked onto the side of the church. Mm. Yeah, you've opened the door. She's on the other side of the room by the kettle, but she's got the gun.
So it's like 6 foot away or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't charge her. She'll be able to pull the trigger before you like could get across the room, I think, is basically.
But can I dive?
Yes. Where would you like to dive?
I would like to dive towards but below the path of any bullet and then take out her legs.
Cool. That's, I think, a kick some ass roll. That sounds like.
Yes. Well, that's a 12.
Excellent. So, you get to pick... one of the other things as well, I think.
Yes. So, I would like to suffer less harm.
That makes sense.
Wouldn't we all, Helen? Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm already on 2 harm. And if I reach 4 harm, I become unstable.
Yes, and you start, like, being hospitalised and bleeding out and all this kind of nasty stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. So, you dive for her legs. She reacts, takes a shot, grazes your back. Mm. So, you feel it, but it doesn't go in. And then you... hit her on the legs and knock her to the floor.
Fantastic.
So she takes, I'm going to say 1 harm, but is also knocked prone, and you take 1 harm. Oh, a gunshot goes off, by the way, guys.
Oh, what?
All right, might do gun. Something about that.
What?
A different gun.
Okay, I'm less jealous and annoyed at the hypocrisy and more worried for your safety now.
Good. Also hear an elongated splash from the pond outside.
Well, doesn't sound good, does it?
I'm running towards Cleo and the gunshot.
Cool.
Then I'm definitely running to the nearest window to see what's happening on the pond.
Sure. Okay. Let's do clearing the gunshot first.
Clearing the party three ways.
Within a building.
Within a single building.
So presumably seeing Cleo prone with this vicar.
Yeah, so they're basically in a heap at this point. I think Cleo, being a wronged and a hunter, is quite a strong woman.
Yes.
Yeah, the reverend is in fact a reverend, not a secret army reverend. So
good to know.
Yeah, yes. Good to know. Yeah. Good to know. So she's built like somebody whose job it is to be a reverend.
Yeah. I'm more wiry than bulky.
Yeah, so I'm going to say it's you're like grappling, but Cleo is winning because she's just much stronger than this other person. So
okay, well, I was going to try and like bind the reverend, but it seems like Cleo might actually just have that taken care of. No, I'll do that because then it'll speed things up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Solve all your problems with magic.
I do like to solve all my problems with magic.
Okay, so you're going to try and magically bind the reverend.
Yeah, we'll trap a specific person.
Yeah, no, that's... Yep.
In one position. So that's an 8.
Cool. Yep. What happens on an 8?
So it works imperfectly. I choose my effect and a glitch. So the effect is that the vicar is now bound still. And my glitch is that... Oh, the effect is of short duration. She's bound just for now.
Cool. Okay. So that works. So what happens is the drawer next to the scuffle flies open and two tea towels appear and wrap themselves tightly around her wrists and ankles. So she's bound, but by tea towels.
Good.
Right, so we had the other thing that was happening is Sam was going to the window to see what was up.
Would you say that I'm saying, don't worry, I'll check it out as I run off?
No.
Oh, come on!
Because you're still in the same building.
Oh, come on, man. I need that juicy experience in this one shot. I don't know why I've said that. It's pointless and arbitrary goal, but I want it. I want it bad.
And that means I will do everything in my power to prevent you from
getting
this goal.
I'm just
going
to have to roll really badly consistently and then I'll get it.
That's fair.
So yeah, I go look at the pond. Doom.
Cool. I don't think this is a read a bad kind of situation thing. You're just looking out the window. So what you see is out of the pond is flying a sort of, it looks like a big hose pipe, actually. Not the head of it, but as you're looking, there is like a long blue-green tube rushing out of the pond.
How thick is the tube?
The tube is about 2 meters thick.
2 meters thick?
2 meters thick. It is a big tube.
I look up.
Oh, yeah, so there's a dragon's head attached to the top of the tube. So the dragon's head, it looks almost like a sort of a staffy's head, but with the snout pulled out slightly, so it still has the kind of, you know how staffies have that kind of weird shaped skull with like the big lumps over each eye?
Sort of
that almost like bow-shaped head. But then it's got that kind of, it's got a thick muzzle, but it's slightly longer than a staffy would, full of very large teeth. And then all the way down its body, it's got like these weird, like spindly little arms with claws on the end of them. And so far from it rushing out, you can see probably about 4 pairs of arms. And it's not quite out of the pond yet.
Can I get an investigate a mystery to try and figure out some things of it, watching how it's behaving and watching it climb out? Or is this just too...
No, you can investigate a mystery. We'll have to think carefully about how you answer questions. But you can absolutely earn the right...
I'll justify with my questions, then.
You can absolutely earn the right to ask questions.
Good news, guys.
Oh, you rolled low.
I rolled low.
Whoa. Oh, that's very low.
That's
how low is that?
That's a 5, if you include my sharps.
So it's a 4 on the dice with a 5. Okay, cool. What happens when you read a bad situation but don't?
Well, I mean, in a lot of ways, what happens is I reveal some information to the monster or whoever I am talking to. The keeper might ask you some questions, which you have to...
No, yeah, cool. I know what I'm doing. You scream because you saw... You're seeing a massive dragon. It's very scary. Massive dragons aren't supposed to come out of ponds. It's very, very dangerous. Yeah, and the dragon turns to look at you. Since the thing you have revealed is your position.
Look, it's fine, it's fine. If I keep failing, I'll level up. And then ultimately, is that not winning?
No.
In a one shot.
Yeah, so hang about for just one moment. You hear a scream from Sam.
Okay. I'm going to attempt to knock the reverend out so I can go and check on Sam.
Cool. They are restrained. How are you going to do this?
You say we're in a kitchen?
Yes. With a kettle full of boiling water on the stove.
That will not knock her out.
I mean, it will if you hit her with a kettle. It might do other things, but beating her head in with a kettle will probably stop her from being conscious.
Probably stop her from being alive.
It would depend how hard you beat them.
Is there...
Also, it is hard to knock people out. Like, actually, in real life, you can't really knock people out for that. long?
If you stay unconscious for more than something like 12 seconds, you have brain damage of some kind.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But you can...
I don't care about that.
Cool.
Not that you're a psychopath
just in mind,
or anything.
Having,
just throwing it out there.
I'm just going to say, having the character previously knocked people out, you beat their head until they stop moving, and whether they die or not, you've kind of left up to fate. That's what knocking someone out kind of works at, yeah. As in the real world.
I know that's true in the real world.
Brilliant.
Do it.
So
we're
how?
Playing
She's
a game.
Part of the
no, so, but I'm playing. We're playing a horror sort of tone game. If you knock this person out, it's just a character choice thing. Like, that's completely fine. But if you knock this person out, like, it's going to be pretty horrible.
That's
and
fine.
And you might kill them.
I am going to bash the Reverend's head on the floor.
Cool. Yes. All right. You slam their head on the flagstone tiles, and still they stop. Moving. They are still breathing, shallowly. But, yeah.
Fine, they're then doing... I get up and go to investigate.
Yeah, cool. I mean, what you've done is just make absolutely sure that they're not going to be involved in the fight, because if they do survive, they're going to be very hurt and dazed and in no fit state to do much.
Well, so she was going to shoot me, so...
I mean, that's fair. She was going to murder you.
Yeah.
Also, you are all just supernatural murderers, so...
Don't give it if you can't take it.
Precisely.
Helen, pro vicar slaughter.
So
on tape.
This is Cleo, the what was it? Violent lady.
Accurate.
Cool.
Not psychopath.
So Betty, what are you doing? Because yeah, Cleo has this vicar with a gun situation very much in hand.
I am doing some intense psychological justification internally. This is fine. This is fine. This is absolutely what a good person does.
You've
and
seen
then,
Cleo murder an awful
and then
lot of
I'm
people.
Run, yeah, so. And I do this. I do this psychological rearranging often.
On the positive side, it's yet more reasoning for it to be like pretending to be someone else was a very good call. In a lot of ways, the worse that Cleo becomes, the better your choices are clear.
Oh, actually, this is an interesting question. How are you when you do this? Is this cold and clinical? Is this emotional and full of rage? Is this something else? How does Cleo enact violence upon other people?
If it's cultists, then it is very hot-blooded and screaming,
sure.
And she has her sword.
And if it's helpless vicars?
And if it's a vicar who has attempted to shoot her...
I mean, I feel like that's fair. Like, you can't just be like, oh, a terrible helpless vicar.
Could have been a cigarette lighter. You don't know.
I mean, a bullet came out of it.
Really?
Quite
she
fast.
Very much
really
did get
dangerous
shot.
And multifunctional cigarette light.
But this is done just very pragmatically, okay. Sort of bash, bash, done.
Sure. Cool. That's good. That's
efficient.
Good. Yeah.
Yes.
Like a psychopath.
I feel that's important for the character. So that's good to know. Right. So what are people doing?
I'm screaming.
Yeah, going to help the screaming child.
Sweet.
Not a child.
Going to help the screaming not a child.
The screaming adolescent.
Yeah. The not child.
Yeah, so Sam has sort of backed up and is kind of has fallen on the floor, kind of backing up and kind of tripped a bit. Not hurt themselves, but like freaked out, looking out of the window.
Scooby.
Okay. I look in the direction that Sam is gesturing.
You don't see anything out of the window.
Oh. What is it?
I said.
Okay, so Sam is still too incoherent,
yep.
But is pointing out of the window repeatedly.
Fairness, giant dragon.
No, I'm not saying it's an unreasonable thing. I'm just explaining what the situation is.
I'm going to try and take the very convoluted way out of the church.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, no. I don't need to do that. What? I can walk through walls. What am I thinking of? I'm going to walk through the wall. No, cool. Yeah, I'll poke my head outside.
Yeah, cool. Oh, is it actually just poke your head?
Your head outside. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so Betty's head appears just out of the sort of ancient stones of the church, and you look around and you hear this sort of odd rustling, sort of windy, like a big kite, a noise like a big kite. And you look up and there is a heffing great dragon up there.
Great.
It's about 30 foot long.
How flammable is this church?
No, it's about 30 meters long. How flammable does it look?
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly stone, right?
Oh, the church?
Yeah.
No, it's not very flammable.
Okay. That's something. So I'll put my head back in and say, I've got good news and bad news.
Gun. I kind of start grasping towards it.
What?
This church is probably as safe a place as we're going to find right now.
And some dust falls from the ceiling as something impacts the roof.
That's the bad news.
Gun, gun, Betty? Gun, 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 gun.
There's a dragon on the roof.
Gun, 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 like a baby. Gun, gun, gun.
I run back into the kitchen, grab both guns.
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Good. Guns will help
us. I am thinking of other weapons in a kitchen.
Knives, hot water.
Yes, kettle of boiling water. How many things can I carry at once?
You can put the guns under your arm. You can carry the kettle in the other hand. I think that's...
I'll do that.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. You have a very hot kettle. It's one of the old-styly types where you have to wrap a tea towel around the handle to... Like, it's all metal.
That's fine.
Because it's like an old stove
one of the
top.
Tea towels that has now fallen off.
Yeah, she doesn't need those anymore.
No.
Do you check to see if she's still breathing?
No.
Okay, cool. Yep, that's fine.
Giant dragon!
Yes!
No, that was more of a character question, not a gotcha question.
There wasn't
a wrong answer to
that. In that case, then, in character.
Gun, 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 gun.
I give you the gun.
Right, okay.
And there is a splintering sound as more dust falls from the roof. And, like, a massive timber collapses and crushes three of the pews. So just a bit next to you, but maybe a bit too close for a big bit of wood to crush some seats.
I think we should... let's go and be near a door.
How do we get out? Have you got keys? You seen keys?
Oh, bootstraps.
Key, we need a key.
Fine, I put the kettle of hot water down.
What
go back
do we
and
have
search
a kettle for?
It could be useful. And go back and search the vicar for keys.
Cool, the vicar has keys on them. There is also a door leading out of this room. You don't know if it's an external or an internal door, but... Yeah, this is sort
I'm
of...
I'm going to try the
is,
door, then.
Yeah, you unlock it with the smallest key, because the other two are massive.
Heffing Great Church keys.
Yeah. And yeah, it opens to the churchyard.
Okay, good. We've got an exit.
Betty, magic it away!
Well, it doesn't quite work.
Go on,
like
just
right, fine, I'll try.
And a shaft of light breaks through into the church. It's only a small hole, but there's now a hole.
You got this, Betty!
So you were going to magic the dragon away, were you?
Well, magic the entire dragon away!
I'll just try to keep him happy. Okay, so I would like to perhaps bar a place or portal to a specific person or a type of creature. Just bar the church to dragon.
Yeah.
In general.
That makes sense.
That's a 10.
Cool. So that just goes off. Well,
yes.
How? What? Like, not how, but what does this look like? Is it a magical barrier? Is it like, do you change the substance? Do you?
It probably doesn't look like anything, but essentially where the metaphysical limits of the church are is where there are essentially physical limits. So where the roof would have been, it's now to the dragon, as if the roof is still there, but only...
Cool.
Ghost.
So
he can't just like crash.
I'm allowed to require one of the following, which is down there. I don't know what they say, but what I'm going to say is you need to maintain concentration on this. This is something that needs upkeep.
I will maintain it.
However, there is another and another timber falls and then lands on an invisible flat plane, sort of where the stone walls end and it moves into the roof. There is now a flat barrier where the stone walls end, so it just lands and it looks very strange.
Yeah.
And you see through the now much larger hole a rush of blue and green that then disappears again to reveal the summer sky.
How pleasant.
That's lovely. It's a really nice day.
I feel like we might need to leave the church, guys.
But now it's protected.
Oh, yeah, Betty, you just got this sorted then. Are we okay?
I'm just kind of...
This is...
Betty! Betty, are we okay? Are we okay, Betty?
Sam, stop it! Sam, okay, pull yourself together.
And the dragon bursts through the roof of the church and slams into the barrier. And it looks horrifically ridiculous because this dragon has, like, pressed its face.
Smooshing up.
Very, but it would be funny, except that this is revealing, like, red bloodshot eye and huge teeth as it kind of scrapes its face against this invisible barrier. Five pairs of arms scrabbling at the barrier trying to break it, and you can see in Betty's face a visible increase in effort and concentration.
I'm going to attempt to shoot it in the eye.
That's great. Do that.
That's kick some ass, right?
Yeah, it really is.
8.
Cool. So that is, you just deal damage to one another.
Okay.
But we have a barrier which is preventing you from having damage dealt to you, so I feel that is fair to just do that. So how much is that you're using the handgun?
Yes.
Well, you said you shoot it, right?
Yes. Yes, and you have the rifle, so I've got cool. I've got the Vickers.
Shoot it with a kitchen knife like a boss.
Yeah, you shoot it, the bullet hits home. Its eye pops.
Oh.
In a splatter of, eye viscera. And that falls and splatters the two of you. Because obviously it just goes through Betty. The barrier is protecting against things that would harm you, but Igor is like, fine, whatever. And the dragon makes a horrible, it's not really a scream, it's like a, it sounds like a boiling kettle.
Oh yeah, that kind of high
pitch. Yeah, so it's like a high pitch, like hiss and a whistle, and retreats.
Good. How many eyes does it have?
One now.
Yeah, good question.
So it started out with two. Fine.
Yeah, it's got like a it's got a normal kind of dog dragony face. You know how in like medieval marginalia they draw dragons' faces, which are they're like weird and a bit dog-like.
Yes.
It's fine. I got this. It's a blue evil falcor.
Ah.
Yes.
Never ending.
Yes,
an evil. It's a blue evil falcor.
That's all right. More arms.
Of course.
Okay.
I'm gonna.
Now we run.
I'm gonna use the opportunity to leg it out the back door, yelling, "It's okay. I've got a plan."
Okay, you hear that? So.
Okay, I'll let the barrier drop to run.
Fabulous. Can everybody act under pressure? Oh yes. No, sorry.
Can try.
Can Sam and Cleo act under pressure as the beams which were previously held up by the barrier are released?
Let's find out.
Yes!
Oh!
No!
Oh dear.
Well, I mean, acting under pressure, where's
okay, the... Okay, so just for reference, Helen has done a Helen and rolled the lowest possible you can.
At the best possible time.
Yeah.
Well...
Remember, you have luck.
Yes! Please, let me lose...
Are you just going to make it a 12?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
I rolled a 10.
That's... Yep, great. What is the thing that happens when you do really well at acting under pressure? Do you just do the thing you want?
10 plus you achieve, 7 to 9. Brilliant. Great.
Your objective is to get out of the church without being crushed by massive bits of wood, and that happens.
Yes, thank God.
There are a bit of some close moments, and you get hit by some splinters, but nothing that's like actually going to hurt you. Maybe you get some nicks and cuts. But yeah, you two bundle out of the doorway, and I'm not sure how Betty wants to leave the building, but she's got...
Just outwards.
Yeah. Sure. Betty appears approximately where the doorway is, sort of just to stay with you guys, but, you know.
How far is it from the church to the pub?
It's probably a 5-minute sprint or a 10-minute walk.
Okay.
Because it's like, the church is set a little bit away, but it's not a very long
walk. I immediately run to the car.
Sure.
Come with me!
Yeah, as a driver, it's a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Come with me! I come with you and get my sword out from the boot.
Yep. I'm totally vaulting into the car, or at least attempting to, like a boss.
Act under pressure, it's character.
Like a boss! Gets a 12.
You absolutely nail it. You skid along the hood of your car.
Yes!
And then, having left the window open because it's a summer's day, vault inside.
Probably hitting the stereo on the way in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, good.
It would play Kenny Loggins if he had a career at this point. But he was probably like 12 or something.
Let me know when you guys are in the car.
I will be in the car.
So I guess there's a slight delay as Cleo retrieves her massive sword from the boot, but...
Yep.
I gun it to the pub.
Great. Brilliant. Now I want an act under pressure because the dragon is dive-bombing the car.
That's fine. It's okay. I've got this.
So you hear that whistling hiss again and a shadow... blots out the sun as I continue to make descriptions while Alex retrieves the dice that he dropped.
Oh, I'm rocking it! 11 on the dice.
Excellent. What are you trying to achieve?
I am trying to get to the pub without crashing the car or dying.
Brilliant. Yeah. You swerve out the way as the dragon slams its face into the dirt of the track that you're on, throwing up massive pods of earth as it, well, it's huge and strong, and it has the kind of power that can rip a cow to pieces. Yeah, and it keeps doing this to you. And as you reach the end of the, or the, near the village, it misses and slams straight through a cottage. And the cottage doesn't explode in a fiery explosion, but the windows shatter. A sofa falls out of the window. A person falls out of the side window, obviously extremely dead. A dragon just crushed their house and they were in it. That's not good.
I'm still yelling, I've got the plan!
I've got the plan! I've got the plan!
What is the plan? What is the plan?
We're going to find out what the plan is after the break.
Woo!
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
And we're back. What's the plan?
Okay. Just for once, trust me!
I try, if I can, to run into the pub, just without explaining, just running
into
the pub.
Sorry, wait. In the car, or are you getting...
No,
screaming to a halt outside the pub?
I'm not driving the car into the pub.
Okay, we did miss out the bit where you got out of the car,
so... In fairness, that is a very me thing to do. I totally understand the question.
Definitely would have been a plan. You were like, just trust me on this. So you screech to a halt outside the pub, jump out of the door, and sprint inside.
I burst in the door and then use my trust me move. When you tell a normal person the truth in order to protect them from danger, I get basically bonuses on the roll. I am just to a room full of people whilst holding a gun with a cottage exploding nearby, covered in eye goo. I'm just going to lay it out. I'm just going to lay it out to everyone, to the one other person I've seen with a gun.
Right, so roll me, then say. Let's see how successful it is.
So, it's currently a 7. However, can I use a luck on one of these special things?
Yeah, any roll.
I mean, technically,
as a one shot, I'd recommend using it. It's a big deal if we're in a campaign game and you'd have to think about it, but really, you're all right.
Because a 7 isn't a success, is it?
It's a mixed success.
Yeah, okay.
You don't re-roll, it's just a 12.
Oh, of course. That's why I'm sat there going, I don't want to fail.
No, it's just
a 12, right.
Yeah. Basically, because once you've used up all your luck, I get full license to try and kill you as hard as possible.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big deal. You become doomed.
Sure. On a 10 plus, they'll do what I say they should, no questions asked.
Cool. Okay. You run into the pub. The landlord from before is there. There are a few more patrons because it's getting towards the evening. There's probably about 15 people in the pub, which is, you know, a reasonable portion of the village. Nigel is there too. You run in, lay it out. There's a knucker in the knucker hole.
No time to explain!
Something happens. Well, you say you laid it out, you know, it attacked the church. Now it's attacking here. You need to get out for your own safety.
You need giant monster, get everything that you can. No time, come on, you can do this. As a giant knocker, just kill it with us.
People hesitate, and then Nigel's like, it's true, the old legends are true. Let's go, everyone. And that kind of, you know, just because there's a...
With me, Nigel, with me.
Just because there's a familiar voice adding to this, they're like, okay, I guess so. And yeah, the barman grabs the shotgun from underneath the bar, and everyone else like gets out. You leading out the front, out the back. Out the
you
windows.
Spread the word. You man the windows. You Cleo. I've run out. I've got not got anything else. What do we do?
Okay, so the runner runs off. It's actually the runner is Andrew Farrow. The farmer from before, not the farmer's son. That was Francis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they start manning the windows and going like, "What's going on?" They look outside, so people start screaming because dragon.
Okay, so I get my sword and run in.
Cool. What's Betty up to?
Yeah, you look like you did nothing.
Should we be congregating in this flammable building?
Can you not? Whoa.
Okay,
wall.
Cool, okay, so you're trying to bar entry, right?
Yep. Oh, that's an 11 plus 3. That's a many.
So the same thing happens again. You go extremely still.
I guess I just yell, get it! And then start shooting out a window.
Don't waste your bullets! Also, this is not a plan.
By that point, you've already fired 2 rounds.
Definitely.
and your gun is now empty. You have other bullets, but you will have to reload it.
That's fine.
What are you guys doing?
Okay, I'm going
to... That was it.
So the knucker rushes the front door and again... and bounces off of this invisible barrier.
Do knuckers breathe fire?
Yeah, you don't.
I open the door.
Cool.
If his head is there...
His head is right there.
I'm going to stab it with my sword in the other eye.
Brilliant. I love it.
Okay.
Maybe breathe water.
That's fine. That's a 10.
Oh. Yeah, cool. Okay, so what bonus would you like to pick?
Pick the best one, whatever it is.
Great idea, Alex. Thanks.
Inflict terrible harm.
Sure, so you're doing plus one harm.
Yeah.
How much harm does your sword do?
3 harm.
Okay, so that's 4 harm. Yeah, so you drive your blade into the eye of the knucker, and it bites back. Because you've extended your arms out of the barrier in order to interact with it.
Oh, no!
It deals you 3 harm.
I am now unstable.
Cool, one of your arms comes off. You are now at minus 1 ongoing because, yes... You are now running basically on pure adrenaline as an arm came off. It is your evens or odds?
Evens.
Non-dominant arm.
Good. Yes.
Well, yes. So it takes your
left arm.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, Cleo staggers back with her sword, which is covered in blood, up to the hilt, and bearing in mind this thing is about 6 foot long, but she's got an arm off, and it's bleeding everywhere, like really everywhere.
Okay.
I'm gonna drop the barrier.
Yes!
To heal her.
Yes! I love it.
So, you're rolling so well.
Yeah.
You rolled amazingly every single, like, the whole point of magic is you can do it, but it's risky.
No,
like, bish, bash, bosh, bitch.
It's just, to be honest, it's as risky as any other move.
It's just crazy.
If you keep rolling 12s, it's just like great.
Yeah, I rolled a 12, so all I've done is heal one harm from an injury.
That is still...
I'm still unstable. Is there something else that could help me a little bit more?
Not a lot, except doing it again. Is that a ladder? Is that kind of...
We can't do it yet because I say other people can.
You
can't do it immediately, and I might start having some demands.
Yeah.
So, again, you feel that same numbness, and I'm going to say the stump of your arm ages, and so it heals at rapid pace.
Okay.
So it becomes from a brand new wound to something that's like a couple of days old.
Okay.
But it stops the bleeding.
Okay.
And that's how the healing works.
Okay.
But that's what you get when you do ghost healing.
Who says ghosts can't be doctors?
Me.
Not I, says Dr. Ghost.
Okay, it's blind. It's blind. I blinded it. It can't see us.
Oh, it blooming is as well. I completely missed that. I forgot I only had 2 eyes and both eyes are gone now.
Back to wishing it had 9 eyes now.
No, that's fine. Great.
Okay, so we can get everyone out in the way because it can't see them to follow them.
Yeah, everybody, run!
You know what? I think they might. A lady got her arm bit off. Yeah, so it's a bit of a panic, and people start, like, just fleeing.
Go the back, run out the back!
People are just going in any... One very enthusiastic man jumps out the window.
Yeah.
Is not very good at it, hurts himself very badly. And then, as they run, the ones who go through the front door are then blasted back through the door by a ridiculous amount of water.
It breathes water! Yeah!
And they are, like, they go, people go to the table, somebody slams their head on the bar, and, like, you know, it's got the... They usually have, like, that gold rail for grabbing onto. Yeah, that dents through the back of their head.
Whoa.
So that's no good.
Yeah.
They got reverended.
Yeah. I have a really important question.
Yes.
Is Nigel all right?
Ben!
Nigel is okay. The man who flies through and dents their head on the bar, you look at them and then Nigel's head appears over the back of the bar.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, no! And goes back down.
Oh, God.
He's an old man. He's not built for fighting monsters.
True. That's why he should run. I guess he's not built for running anymore either.
He's not really built for much. That's what happens when you get old.
He's built for reading.
He is built for reading.
Oh, just like me.
Yeah, so that was the knucker doing a thing. What are our band of heroes doing?
I'm still healing Cleo. I'm concentrating on that for a while.
Excellent. Right. So, I have a demand.
Yes.
You will have to take a harm in order to heal a harm
as
you
are
that. using your death energy.
Should I roll again, or is this the same thing?
Oh, no, it's still
thing.
A roll, but that's like, yeah. I'm giving you a cost, but
yes,
if you're happy to pay it.
It's 10, so I'm... No, it's 11,
so I'm
still...
Rolling. I should point out that Sasha's right, like, rolling the most esoteric dice I've ever seen, so she could just claim it's any roll she wants.
She's
and
rolled
I would
an 8
buy
plus.
It, because I can't even see any numbers.
That's definitely an 8 plus 3.
To say no, I have 2 more boxes until I'm no longer unstable.
Okay, cool, because I have none until I'm unstable.
Yes, this is exactly what I want it to be. We can trade places.
Okay. Trade.
So wait, will you just heal me again now?
I've healed you 2 total.
Yeah.
For now.
2 total.
Okay, then I've got 1.
And I'm going to let other people do things before I do another
yes.
one.
Yes. So I'm assuming from that, Helen, Cleo is kind of still being extremely having lost an arm for a bit.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
I think so. She is only human.
As far
actually.
As yes, as far as actions go, I think that's very fair.
Yeah.
What is Sam up to?
Yeah, I'm still not at all.
I had a plan. The plan's going well.
Me arm's off.
To be fair, you
just put a scratch.
You did do that. You put yourself in that situation.
Oh, right, okay. I don't know what kind of this is. Might be a protect someone or something, I don't know. My big new bright idea is to get you down into the beer cellar because you're in a bad way.
Oh, we're Shaun of the Deading it.
And I know, I know that pubs have cellars because I've sneaked into one before now. How do I go about this, GM?
I mean, that doesn't sound like it needs a roll, to be honest.
Perfect.
You can go into the cellar. That's fine.
My plan is to get the 2 oldies.
Wait, so Nigel and...
Basically, anyone who's stuck in here who hasn't made it out. I'm
right, so you're trying
to
gather the people who haven't yet made it out.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I'm going to get you to act under pressure.
Sure.
Because there's quite a few people. Because does this include the injured?
Anyone,
you're trying to save people.
Anyone I can into a basement.
I would say act under pressure to see how successful you are in saving. It wasn't if you roll a 4.
Rolled a 4? How many looks do we have?
4.
I'll use another one.
Hey, it's 12, brilliant.
Perilously close to doom.
Yeah, so you narrowly avoid another huge jet of water and manage to drag somebody out of the way. The poor unfortunate who has slammed their head on the bar because, you know, they're already dead, so this isn't really... They are horrifically crushed.
Yep.
Blood squirts from various places. That person is already dead, but that shows the power. Or like, if this thing hits you, it will squash you. It's bad. It's not just water sort of thing. But yes, you manage to get all of the innocent, the bystanders into the cellar. Where are you being? Are you coming back out to be a hero, or are you staying in the cellar?
Like closing the doors.
Brilliant. So, Cleo and Betty are still up there.
Oh, the goal is always to definitely get Cleo down. I know Betty can sort of help herself, if nothing else, because Cleo's kind of...
Are you... Yep, that's fine. Are you just like, yeah, cool, my arm's
No, I'm going to be... I'm going to fight you.
Okay.
Excellent. Do you...
I'm like, no, I have to kill it.
Stop trying to die.
Will you push for this, or will you focus on those people who aren't fighting you?
The latter. Like, Cleo's a big, scary monster hunter who I'm also kind of impressed by. Like,
yeah, sure.
If you want to carry on without an arm, it's just going to make me more impressed. I mean, she's not as good as Betty. She carries on without a body. But
So what does this do to that action? Are you going to still close the...
I guess I'll close the people in then. Let's all die like heroes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a one shot. That's how they're supposed to end.
They're going to drown.
They won't drown.
Yes, they will.
They might drown.
Beer. Okay. Most beer basements have a central drainage hole in the middle.
That's not enough for this amount. We're not having this conversation.
So the Nucker sort of did its thing by not hitting you when you were acting under pressure. So what are you guys doing?
What gets water?
One more time.
Cool. Yeah, it's still going to be, I think it's still a health redistribution.
So that's 10 again.
You are just refusing to glitch.
Wow. Fantastic.
You're just refusing
but
to glitch.
I am now unstable.
But Cleo is not.
I am now okay.
Your wound is now 6 months old.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is now you who are glitching. Your physical form is struggling. Like, as you're moving, certain limbs lag behind where they're supposed to be. And yeah, you are basically... you're not discorporated, but you're on your way.
Man, have you managed to fit screen tearing into a paper RPG?
Yeah, her aliasing is just really, really severe.
How do you heal a ghost? I don't know.
With magic. Yeah.
Quick, I need to kill a first aid kit.
You're back in business. You still have one arm.
That's
I'm
fine.
I'm going to be giving you -1 ongoing because you are not used to having one on.
That's fine too. I'm going to look out of the window and see where the Nucker is.
So the knucker is currently sort of writhing around in the middle of the street, spraying water at the houses. The butcher's is cleaned out, and there are sausages and steaks sort of just littering. But it's like there's basically a blood slurry pouring out of the butcher shop, because that's what happens when you squirt a huge amount of water into a butcher shop without worrying about what it goes into. So there's buckets of blood that have been knocked over.
It serves the butcher right, just saying. They were unhelpful.
There is also the face-down body of the butcher, who's been washed out of the butcher shop because they were in the butcher shop, and there's a lot of knives being thrown around, and it's just...
I don't feel bad, because I'm not actually that nice a person.
Good grief.
Wow.
Wowee.
Calling me a psychopath.
No, I know. I'm reevaluating.
I'm a psychopath wannabe. That is not the same thing. I'm trying my best. You know what? Sammy's going to step up.
Oh, God.
With no idea how or how to go about it, they are going to attempt to heal Betty using magic. I have negative one weird. This isn't going to work.
You never know.
Five.
Cool. What happens?
Really tempted to use... Yeah, you know what? I'm going to use a luck, because then I can be doomed. All the cool kids are doomed.
Sure. All right. So, on a roll of 12, you do the thing you'd like to do.
There's no exploding
how
head.
How does Sam magic?
So, Sam... The extent of what Sam knows about magic is... Go really still and want something a lot. So, at first, Sam just kind of fists at side, standing there.
And it works.
Oh, what? Yes.
Betty, you feel, for the briefest moment, like you're alive again. You are filled with like that warmth of life and like literal warmth of blood.
Oh, I'm not sure I like it.
I mean, I've definitely blown a blood vessel in my eye.
I'm not going to lie. It does feel a little bit like you've like weirdly wet yourself. It's got that kind of like uncomfortable, uncanny warmth, because it's like you're used to being a certain temperature and then suddenly
not
you're
right.
Not. However, it still anchors you back into your like, well, not mortal, immortal. Well, actually, you didn't choose immortal. Your weirdly mortal form.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you heal. So you are no longer unstable. So yeah, the sort of glitching out ceases. Right. So how are we going to deal with a problem like this, Nucker?
I'm going to run in and try to cut his head off.
Great, go for it.
This is what I'm built for, Alex.
Stop it!
That is...
Use a look! At least be doomed with me!
Yes! I will use a look and be doomed, except I have two. I haven't used as many looks as you.
I love that you've got... You've literally got an arm off, and mechanically I'm actually in a worse position now that I'm doomed.
Okay. I've used a look, so make that a 12 on kick some ass.
What are you choosing?
Make it go where you want. Home! Go home and leave us alone!
Literally, that's what I'm thinking.
What, really?
Yeah. I force it where I want it to go, which is back in its pond. So it can't trouble us anymore.
Okay.
It's like full baseball speed.
Okay. Excellent. So, what happens is, you charge it with your sword held in front of you. It's writhing around and thrashing. Obviously, it still can't see. Your feet splash through the sort of bloody mud created by the butcher shop and the water. And it turns its head towards you. It opens its mouth, and as you lunge... It eats you in one gulp. Well, I say eat. Swallows you. You are still alive. You exchange damage. So it does 3 harm to you, which leaves you almost dead, but not quite.
Yep.
And you deal 3 harm to it, which leaves it...
Stronger than ever.
It gulps. I'm not going to deal with Cleo for the moment. Well, no, you're not dead. You are specifically not dead, and you got a 12. So this, having had its meal, it leaves and begins to fly back. So, from the perspective of Betty and Sam, Cleo got eaten and then it left. From the perspective of Cleo, you are inside it. It is not a real animal. In the, you'd expect it to be like, you know, squishy bits and red flesh and spit and stuff.
Yeah.
It has a weirdly sort of rubbery, plasticky feel to it. And it doesn't have any saliva. you're like in a dry... When I said it was a hose, it's like actually kind of a bit like a hose. Huh. It's very dark and it smells of stagnant pond water.
I'm going to start stabbing it.
Great.
Do I have to roll again?
No. What occurs is you two rush out to like, oh no, it's leaving. And then it kind of convulses in midair as a huge great sword stabs itself at the top of the Nucca.
So cool.
Draws itself around and the Nucca falls apart, leaving Cleo in the air about 60 foot up. She proceeds to fall onto the war memorial in the middle of the village and breaks her back over the top of the cross.
Oh, how poetic.
There is a horrifying snap and Cleo's body is not at an angle that human bodies should be. It slowly slides off of the top of the war memorial and collapses in a heap. Because, you know, you exchange damage, three to each, that makes you dead.
Yes, that's true. And also, I am very proud to go in such a way.
I thought that was appropriate.
Is Cleo dead or dying?
No, Cleo is dead. Is dead.
Okay. So dead, I think.
Cleo is too... is, yeah, too past
dead.
It.
You're so dead!
Yeah, also, I mean, in a campaign, maybe not in a one-shot. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow,
yeah.
She's blasted past every single... Wow. Okay.
So, Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, gonna rush over and keep trying to heal her, I guess.
Oh!
Yep.
This is so black.
I'm gonna say, Betty. You're just gonna keep...
Bear my lap.
Yes! Thank you! Yes!
We were trying to have an emotional moment. We're just trying to have an emotional moment and these people...
I've been wanting to put Black Betty into this for like three or four episodes.
These people. May I continue?
Yes.
Betty. I assume that you are trying extremely hard to heal?
Yeah.
Okay, you try a couple of times. It hurts. It's not working. Do you keep trying?
Yes.
Cool. Betty keeps trying to heal and very slowly begins to glitch out and discorporates. Oh. Sam, you are left in the middle of a flooded village in the Sussex Downs. The civilians have fled. Your compatriots are dead and gone, respectively. You are on your own.
I'm also doomed. This is a really...
You are filled with a sense of dread. But at least your car still works.
I guess.
And I'm going to end the session there.
I love it! Oh, it's all I ever wanted.
So there you go. Look, do you know what I want to do? If I ever have to go, I want to go out like Hercules fighting the Hydra in Disney's Hercules.
Oh, thank you, Ben.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that.
Did.
And I hope you people at home enjoyed that. But it's hot and we have to catch a train. So see you later. Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at @TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for the programme audio series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.